Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Do you want to eat a delicious ice cream bar?
I'm honestly so stoked about it.
What do we have tonight?
Today we have Lotus's Biscoff cookie and cookie butter ice cream bars. And let me ask you this. It says it all over the box that there's three in here. But when I opened it, I was aghast.
I knew there were three. I was disappointed there were three. What an odd number.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But I'm not in control, I guess.
Do you like cookie butter and the like?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm very excited for this.
I cannot see a reason why it wouldn't be good. It's just got to be so much better than a recent experience we've shared.
Hopefully the other end of the spectrum. These come in two varieties, I think.
That's what I'm seeing.
The milk chocolate, and then there's a white chocolate variety that I was able to find, but Elizabeth was not. And because it's ice cream, I just said, let's just review the one, and I'll come back. I'll let you know how the other one is.
I think that that sounds very nice. I was only able to find the one at Target for $4.89 for a package.
Which is a little pricey for three bars.
Yes. And I'm trying to, $4.89 divided by three. That's $1.63 a bar. So not crazy if I'm going to an ice cream store, but crazy if I just ate like 100 of those little ice popsicles for 6 cents.
It's all about perspective.
Okay. The other thing to note, the original cookie butter ice cream with crunchy Lotus Biscoff cookies dipped in Lotus Biscoff cookie butter and Belgian milk chocolate. Fresh dairy cream. Non-GMO. No, I'm not familiar with this. Rubist.
I have never seen or paid attention to those letters before.
R-B-S-T. Roast beef. Oh, it's a hormone in dairy cows. That's interesting.
Oh.
And also no added colors. Which is fine because it's like tan. Okay, opening mine. Ugh. It looks good.
It smells good.
A nice size popsicle stick. I feel like I can hold that. It's not too close to the cookies.
Yeah, it won't melt on your fingers, I don't think. Like the chocolate.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Toast. There we go.
I'm back. Don't record without me.
I'm back. I've been back.
Your kitchen is closer.
It is.
Whoops. Okay. I also grabbed one bite of chicken.
Ooh, yeah. What did you make for dinner?
It was. Did you hear that sip of my water?
I did.
Let me look up the correct name. It was from Every Plate this week, and it was a new recipe. It was the Island Thyme Citrus Soy Chicken with orange salsa and roasted carrots. And it was supposed to have a yellow rice, But my mom wasn't feeling well, and she didn't want to eat any of that, so it had macaroni and cheese.
Okay, I'm getting distracted. Sorry. Okay, what were your thoughts?
I was unsure how the balance of the cookie butter and the chocolate would be, but the chocolate almost felt like just like a supporting character to keep it all together, and I loved that.
But it was good chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I would take more. I would take, like, little ribbons through the vanilla. I just thought it was really well-balanced. Very sweet, but that's what you're signing up for when you're eating peanut butter made of cookies.
I liked the snap of the chocolate, and I liked that the cookies on the outside were crunchy still.
How did they do that?
That doesn't always happen. And I really liked the cookie butter layer. Like, that was such a nice surprise. Even though it said that there was cookie butter, I liked the crunchy and the ice cream. And then in the middle, this just wonderful heavenly layer of cookie butter.
It was so good.
I think it's one of my favorite things that we've done.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pretend. That's a 10.
It's a 10 for me too.
I don't know that this has happened. Fireworks. Pew pew pew.
Pew pew. Pew. Special award.
Oh my word. Well done, Lotus.
In May, when I was flying to Montana with my dad, our tickets were upgraded to first class, and we're feeling pretty fancy, and they came around with a little basket of snacks, and they were all healthy snacks, a lot of very expensive healthy snacks. And then we watched them walk by to go to economy with the basket of Biscoff, and we were so disappointed.
Oh, that would break my heart.
On the flight back, we were in the back row of first class, and they got to us and they were like, "We're so sorry, we're out of the first class snacks. Would you like a Biscoff cookie?" I said, "Yes, that will be fine. I won't be upset."
Always right in the world.
Oh, I am pleased with that. I am excited to eat the rest.
I'm excited what you think about the other one and how that balances.
Yeah, I will let you know. You got any thumbs up or down?
Yeah, I do. I have one that I think is going to make you moderately pumped.
Okay.
It's puzzle-based.
Ooh, tell me more.
Okay, it is this like movie puzzle thing called Movie Grid. And it's like a 3x3 little chart. And in this example I have going down in the leftmost column is a release from 2000 and 2010. And then the next one, Christopher Walken movies. And then the next drama. And the crosses, Denzel Washington, Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, and just a lot of fun to try and remember, like, who was in what movie and when it came out. And
oh, I will definitely give that a try.
I liked it. It honestly seemed like a version of the Myrtle that I could do.
I got today's Myrtle pretty quickly, and I was very proud of myself. And what I would like them to start doing is tell me, like, how quickly are other people solving these?
Wait, that would be so cool.
Like, I want to know, where do I fall in the bell curve? Are you listening, Myrtle? Yeah.
Okay, Myrtle himself.
Is this an app or a website?
It was just a website. And I just Googled Movie Grid because it's like a long thing. The website has something to be desired. I'm sure they're working.
There it is.
Only one square gave me an issue today. What about you? Anything?
Yes. Next month, which will, I guess, be this month when this episode comes out, Switchfoot is releasing a version of The Beautiful Letdown in honor of its 20th anniversary that's completely covers by other artists. And I'm very excited about this. They're one of my all-time favorite bands. And last week, they released a single off of that album, and it was the Jonas Brothers performing Meant to Live? No, they put The Beautiful Letdown. The Jonas Brothers doing The Beautiful Letdown. And it was really beautiful. I really loved it. It was a good showcase of Joe. Give me more Joe.
I saw a video of them recently, and they were talking about how they love Switchfoot.
Yeah, Joe wrote a really nice post about it, very heartfelt, and I don't know. I hope the rest of the album is as great as the singles that they've released so far have been. I'm very excited for it, because that was one of the most definitive albums of my life. Like, I've listened to it front to back so many times.
When Gaga did that with Born This Way, it wasn't every track. It was maybe like 6 or 7. And Orville Peck did a cover of Born This Way. And I play that all the time at dance. And all the kids hate it. And I can't get enough.
I will have to look that up.
It's I'm so excited for you to give it a listen.
You got anything else?
The other thing, no, I don't think so. I'm not finished the book I'm reading, so I don't want to give it anything yet. But it's a book about puzzles.
Okay.
So I will keep you updated. Everyone's on the edge of their seat.
We really are. Well, this feels like a super short episode. But yeah, what you gonna do when there's one ice cream?
Yeah.
Stupid. There's no chit-chatting around.
No. But it was we wouldn't want to tarnish a perfect tens episode with what might have been less than. So
good point. And I guess on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.